This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. In about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Dato' Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, chair of the Selangor Task Force on COVID-19, on the pace of vaccinations in Malaysia. We're asking you as well on the BFM Twitter account whether or not you are satisfied with the pace of vaccinations, considering over 160,000 people have been vaccinated so far in the country. Let us know what you think. But in the meantime, we are taking a look at the subject of Pakatan Harapan, because according to PKR President and PH Chairperson Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, the coalition has started its seat negotiation process between member parties ahead of the next general election.
Anwar told reporters that they would also consider seats for other friendly parties, for example, Sabah-based United Progressive Kinabalu Organisation, more commonly known as UPCO. And for now, the PH coalition only comprises three component parties, PKR, DAP and Parti Amanah Negara. Significantly, Dato' Sri Anwar also did not rule out the possibility of working together with UMNO in the next election. This comes after UMNO announced its intention to not cooperate with Bersatu and Perikatan Nasional in the yet-to-be-announced national polls.
But what really are PH's chances of winning back Putrajaya in GE15? For more on this, we are speaking this morning with Wong Chin Huat, political scientist at Sunway University. Chin Huat, thanks so much for joining us today. Now, Dato' Sri Anwar has said that seat negotiations have begun for GE15. What are your thoughts on how the share of the seats might be allocated to the different parties right now?
I think Pakatan Harapan, first of all, would have to keep all those incumbent seats to the parties, and then they would negotiate for some seats to avoid with UMNO to avoid unnecessary multi-corner. I do not foresee that they would go for an all-out settlement, meaning that you would have single slate between PH and UMNO for two reasons. First, UMNO would still want to maintain some cooperation with PAS. And secondly, to do so will hurt PH internally, because that you would have some seats that both PH and UMNO wants, including those seats in Greater Johor Bahru, for example.
You know, just crossing over to a smaller party in our discussion, a few Amanah MPs recently jumped to PKR. Is Amanah at risk of falling apart?
Amanah has fundamental problems of finding enough support to survive in next elections. Their supports have come from, among others, both the non-Muslim as well as some Mahathir supporters that other than generally PH supporters have, and their former past supporters. So they feel that there is a need for them to secure that, but it's not an easy task, and that unfortunately get PKR to lure whatsoever what you want to use it for some of the arguments to switch over. But that happened only at the state level, not at the federal level. Ultimately, I think that issue needs to be dealt with at a higher level. It's not about voters are really tired of whether it's Anwar, Mahathir or Shafi'i. If they can fight all they want, but if they cannot sort out sort of a vision for the voters, they may not turn out. So, you know, whoever that you're going to back as a prime minister and so on is not going to work. The best thing for them to do is come back to the larger picture.
Now, ultimately, just following up on that point there, this all comes down to Pakatan Harapan's chances of winning in the next general election. What do you think those chances are, and what would their strategy likely look like?
Okay. Many Pakatan supporters mistook that they had a majority in the last election. The truth is that there was not one. Pakatan won only 48% of votes in nationwide and even in the peninsula. The same thing would only have less this round because of all the changes after Sheraton move and so on. And they have not been able to get new voters. Further, they may lose some of their non-Malay voters because of all this disappointment. So there are only three possibilities for Pakatan at the federal level. First is to become the senior partner of a coalition government, which likely would have to be for UMNO. Second is to be a junior partner. And thirdly, to be in opposition.
Do you think Pakatan will be able to win some of the seats that Bersatu stood in G14? Is that going to be a lot of lost ground for them?
I think it's actually possible. But the question is that, let's put it this way, more likely that Bersatu would lose most of the seats now, whether under three corners or a straight fight with either UMNO or PH. However, who will win depends on who actually have a stronger hand. In some places, it would be UMNO. In other places, it would be PH. I think PH would have a good chance to get back seats like Ampang and Terbau and so on.
Now, I'm not sure if you can give us this number, though, Chinhua, but do you have a ballpark range in terms of the number of seats that the existing Pakatan Harapan coalition is expected to win?
I would expect that DAP to keep around 30 over seats. There might be more or less. And in Semenanjung, I'm talking about Semenanjung here because Sabah and Sarawak is much more fluid. Mm-hmm. And for PKR, there would be less, obviously, and so would be Amana. But ultimately, what decide that, it would be turnout. If the turnout remains high and so on, so there's still a chance that they could actually show up nicer for simple reason. This is a first-past-the-post system. When you have multi-corner, there may still be surprises. However, if the turnout is low, they cannot call their votes out. Then PH is likely going to fall short, perform less well than last round. And what that means is, however, they will not be so weak that you're going to see on the other side whether BN or PN going to have a single majority. So ultimately, we are seeing a hung parliament.
Well, I just want to come back to the main question and circling back to your earlier comments about UMNO and PH working together. I mean, is it likely? I mean, would they work together? I can't see UMNO working with DAP, or maybe we'll see DAP actually leave Pakatan Harapan.
No, not. I think what they would happen is that you're going to see post-election coalitions government. So they will work together after looking at the number of seats they have. And UMNO always have that option, whether want to go back with PN, newly passed, or even Bersatu. And in whatever calculations that the East Malaysian parties are going to have a good share, because West Malaysian parties are very fragmented. But this doesn't mean that they would actually cooperate before elections. What you would see is that perhaps some strategic coordination that you would not see all out three corner fights in every of the 165 constituency in West Malaysia. And second, the parties would be, if there is some deal between PH and UMNO, there would be less antagonism against each other. So you find them talking things in a more like a friendly matches. And for them to be coalition partner, you would find them talking about some common issue. So that those common issues would become the justifications for post-election realignment.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Chinhuat. That was Wong Chinhuat, political scientist at Sunway University, with his thoughts on the future of Pakatan Harapan, whether or not they'll be able to win back GE15, and of course, the much talked about now collaboration with UMNO. And I think it would be certainly an interesting tie-up if PKR and UMNO were to get together, so to speak, in the wake of the UMNO Bersatu divorce, because there has been so much bad blood between the two parties.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting if they did work together, but I just cannot see that happening.
Yeah, so this is something that we will be watching very closely. But right now, we are heading into the 7:30 news bulletin. And up next, a look at the Japanese economy and equity market with Chernia Kwok, Deputy Head of Asia Pacific Equities at Aberdeen Standard Investments. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.